Thank you. Shalom, and a warm welcome to this international online midweek service. We are so blessed and incredibly grateful to the Lord for allowing us to gather here once more. And the Lord is about to give us a downpour of knowledge, information, and light. And by that, we will improve and we will become who we must on this earth. I'm Simba, joined by my brother Andrew, and in a few moments, we'll be introducing the great prophet tonight. Shalom, sir.
Shalom indeed. It's such a pleasure to be back in this place and to hear more from the man of God.
Mm-hmm, indeed. Now, even as we start, please let us know where you are watching us from. If the sound is okay, please give us a thumbs up. If the visuals are good, show us by sending a heart sign. This is a special, special service tonight. The man of God has asked us to do a recap of the 14th of September service, the gift of presence. So send a message to your friends, to your family. Let them know we're having a recap session where we're going back to the 14th of September, the gift of presence, where we'll begin to understand more of what was shared and what was given. So come in the comment section with your questions or any areas of curiosity that you might want to further explore, and we will present those to the man of God. Grateful for this moment.
Indeed we are. And you'll note that with any delivery by our Father, there comes a time when he says that the areas that he won't want to delve into, and he says that it's because for me to touch on that, we would need several days or several hours. And this series has been proof of that. Because look at how long it took us to establish the foundation, and look at how much ground has been covered since that time. And so it would be a loss to us if we don't take some time to reflect, to look at where we've come from, what has been said, the discoveries we've made about the gifts, about the giver, about ourselves, and who we are becoming as a result.
And it's coming to us when we look at it, and you have to get to a point where you ask yourself, did I actually understand what a gift was to begin with? Because even as our Father begins to describe the several gifts that are present, you begin to wonder, are these all gifts? These are all the gifts that are actually present? It's a completely new transcendent understanding of gifts, and we're so grateful. And it's important to continue to do recaps. You find even there being an emphasis in the Word of God concerning meditating upon the book. And that continual meditation brings forth prosperity and success. And so this recap, it places us in a position where we regurgitate what it is that we have received. And when we regurgitate that, you'll find that points that you may have missed are brought again. Exactly. And further light that was present when the light was given, you'll begin to discover more light within the light. God is light, and within him is light. So we are so thrilled, because when we get these moments like this, our Father gets deeper into explaining concepts that he would have said, and that's his nature. He's the level of depth that he operates at. It's so astounding to the point where we really need us as students, as slow as we are, to ask for a day like this and say, Father, please, you said this, but we need time here.
Let's dwell on this.
Yes, let's dwell on this. Let's go deep on this. So thoroughly thrilled and so grateful for a moment like this.
Yeah, it's the hallmark of a father to be concerned with the progress that his children are making. And to the viewers, you're very welcome to make your comments known. There are areas maybe that you need that further elucidation. There are points that you want our Father to re-emphasize. We are here for you, to represent you, so that what you are saying is heard, and what you want to be further touched on, that opportunity is given.
Indeed. Allow us now to introduce our great Father this evening. Greetings, Father.
Greetings and shalom to our viewers. Pastors, how are you doing?
Oh, we are so blessed.
Blessed.
excited to have a chance to get, I suppose, clarity.
And definitely.
Deeper understanding.
Sure.
Deeper understanding.
Sure.
These deep, deep waters. Thank you.
Sure. Like you've heard from our pastors, indeed, that's the reason why we are here today. And we are not going to take much of your time, but we felt there is a need for us to revisit, relook into what has already been delivered, and briefly touch on that, and then we let our viewers go. That's why we are here. So we are going to have a brief discussion, a recap, some kind of a review into what has already been, problems that have already been solved. And how did we manage that? How did we solve those problems?
Yeah. Mm.
So any area of interest, I'm here for you. We can talk about it again and shed more light, like you've said. Mm. So we are here to have that open discussion where it's not going to be me doing most of the talk.
Mm.
I would also want to hear from you pastors representing our viewers, whether the message is getting home.
Thank you, Father.
It is some kind of an encouragement that I also desire to have, getting to know whether what I'm doing is really working or not. So let's have an open discussion. What did you notice? What did you hear? What excited you the most? What do you think needed to be said?
Mm.
What do you think was important, so that we further clarify, should there be any need for us to do so? So we are here as you have joined us, and I pray that God will make his blessings available, his power available, his mercies, and his faithfulness. So at the end of it all, since you are here, we might not address some of the issues that you're going through, but just being here, you being here, it is the right place for you. By the time that we are done, as short as this is going to be, you will realize an amazing relief because the power of God is present here tonight.
Thank you,
thank you,
to do you good.
Thank you.
So over to you, pastors. If there is anything, two or three or four areas, it's up to you.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Father, there was a point that you made when we were last here, and it was around the perception that we have of ourselves as people when we don't seem to be exhibiting the characteristics of God in the manner that we imagine that he himself is exhibiting them. And in particular, you made reference to his omnipresence and his omnipotence, where we've got scenario A, B, and C, and there might be a particular happening in scenario B, which really is where his power is very active, where his presence is very manifest, where people can really feel it. And yet that doesn't take away from his omnipresence in all the other areas or situations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on that one, maybe you can help us a bit further, because you mentioned that when we then don't manifest in our own personal areas A and C as strongly as we are manifesting in area B, we perceive ourselves not
weak.
Yes, as weak.
Mm-hmm.
We're not behaving like God.
Yeah.
And yet the God we're aspiring to also has areas
where he's concentrating.
Where he's concentrating himself and his presence and his power.
And he's less active.
He's less active there.
In area A.
Yes.
And in area C.
But he's not considering himself to be weak.
To be weak.
Yes.
Yeah.
That shift in understanding, how do we fully embrace that idea that perhaps we have already been manifesting as gods on the earth, but we have lacked that awareness of who and what we are.
Yeah, that's true. It's simply an awareness. Remember also I said that it is lack of understanding of what we have.
Yes.
Not necessarily not having the power, but not having a full comprehension of the power that we carry.
Yes.
So it's a comprehension. It's an understanding of the unlimited power that we have.
And And I loved it, Father, when you said the limited understanding that we have, the unlimited power that we have is what weakens us.
So we are weak based on our misunderstanding or our lack of understanding of the power that we carry. And yet, when you look at the power, it's not necessarily limited. Even if it is to be given to you in fractions. The fraction is in the way that you exude the power.
Okay.
The discharge. Because remember I told you before that there is nothing of God that remains outside when God gets into you.
Yes. Yes.
But still, why do we talk of fractions of his attributes? Because remember, again, of his fullness have we all received.
Yeah.
So nothing is left outside. Everything has been received in its totality. But how come we still talk of fractions of his attributes? Okay.
Yes.
So what is going to limit whatever it is that we have received from God is our understanding of what we have received. It's only the fraction of what we have understood. The corner, the piece.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
It is the piece that you have understood that will come out, that will manifest. So as we increase in our knowledge of what we have received in totality,
yes,
you increase your understanding, you also increase your output. So coming back to the issue that you are raising, that how come we have God manifesting so strong in area B and not so strong in area A and not that strong in area C, and yet he's not considering himself weak in area A and in area C? But if the same is to happen to us, we consider ourselves weak.
Yes.
Why? Because we don't seem to be this active in area A and in area C as active as we are in area B.
Yes.
Yet even with God, it is the same case.
Father, as you explain, may I ask, if you may include this also in the response, could we have a scenario where, is that possible, this scenario that I'm about to describe, where you have scenario B and you have that convergence of all the attributes of God, omnipotence and omnipresence, and we see action in place B, and we're not seeing action on place A or place C. Is there a scenario where God has a desire to be active in C and there's no action in C? I think, would that not then define maybe the pain that my brother is talking about, where he has so much of a desire to be active in C, and yet in his attempt to discharge the fractions of God that are God that he has, he finds himself exercising weakness instead of strength? Could that not be the reason why there might be that feeling of inadequacy? Does God have that, where he wants to be active in C, he's purposed to be active in C, and weakness manifests? Maybe it's not a great question to attribute to God, but we're trying to understand ourselves here, Father, in what you've explained, because it's so, so powerful. And this information, this is what will change us. But we want to stay away from feelings of inadequacy because of efforts that are fruitless. And so we want to understand that dynamic within us.
How that works. We have to understand, in as much as it is important for us to fully comprehend the nature, the characteristics, and even the attributes of God. Because we have seen him work. We have seen him heal. We have seen him deliver. We have seen him set free captives. But this seemed to only be happening in area B. So people are coming demon possessed from area A and from area C into area B, and they start to manifest. So it seems as if liberty and freedom has only been localized in a particular area.
Yes.
So in trying to understand what is happening, you must further investigate the nature of the area in which God seemed to be interested.
Okay.
The rod of Aaron.
In working. Exactly.
The smoking mouth.
Yes, exactly. So you must go further into investigating why is it that God has interest in working in area B and not in area A and in area C.
Mm-hmm.
Then don't also think that area B is only restricted to area B.
Okay.
If the ingredients within the area B are discovered and can be transferred into area A and into area C,
mm-hmm.
you have taken things from area B that really excites the presence of God into areas where God was not that effective.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it is those ingredients that the presence of God will follow.
Mm-hmm.
So you can duplicate it.
Mm. Okay. All right.
You can duplicate the presence of God from area, because why is it that people are coming from home?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Having evil spirits, they come to church and demons are coming out.
Yes.
So a further investigation is needed by the people to say, what is the atmosphere that we have cultivated in church that we don't have at home?
All right.
Okay.
Yes.
The practice of prayer and praise and worship could actually be the ingredients in area B that is causing evil spirits to manifest. And you don't have that at home.
Mm.
So you develop the same culture at home, making sure that you have services that you conduct at home.
Wow. Yes.
So you have transferred ingredients from church
To home.
And suddenly you begin to have manifestations of evil spirits, deliverances, freedom is taking place at home. So the reason why you had all come to area B was so that you investigate the place. What is it that is causing God to be more effective in that place?
Mm-hmm.
How come you feel every time a relief when you get into the house of God?
Yes.
A relief that you never had coming from home.
Yes.
Yet to home, God is present by his attribute,
omnipresence. Yes.
So those ingredients that you find in area B where God is active are transferable.
Mm.
So you don't come to church to only get the word.
All right. Yes, sir.
You come to church so that you copy.
Mm. Mm.
You investigate what is it that is responsible for the atmosphere that I feel when I get to church.
Wow.
That has to be taken by you as a package back home.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing that Naaman did when he experienced deliverance in Israel.
Yes.
He carried the ingredients.
Wow.
Okay? He carried the sand, which is the land.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So he imported Israel into Syria.
All right.
And he spread the sand on the ground on top of the Syrian ground.
Mm.
So every time he's praying from Israel.
Where the presence of God is really comfortable.
Exactly.
Wow.
So it's important that we don't blame you ourselves when we see ourselves like we are weak in other aspects. What is it about the place that is not favorable to you?
Mm.
Because Jesus himself went to a certain place and there he could not do mighty works.
Yes.
What is it with the place before Jesus blames himself for not being effective in such areas? The level of unbelief in that place. Because in as much as God is all-powerful, he is very, very careful never to violate the free will that he also created by that same power. He must be accepted first. This is why even in area B, which is the pool of Bethesda, the pool was not jumping on people.
That's true.
people are supposed to jump into the pool.
Yes.
So that level of carefulness that God maintains in not wanting to violate the free will mm-hmm. is what also causes him to seem to be weak in certain areas, because he's not given permission to perform.
He doesn't impose himself.
He doesn't. Because remember, okay, for instance, you know, if you read your scriptures very well, you understand. Let's not get into scriptures. We might touch on something new. But remember, somebody says, even if I'm to set my bed in hell,
yes.
he is there.
Okay.
Oh. Who is there? The Spirit of God is in hell.
Mm.
God is in hell.
Yeah.
Not having sinned.
Mm.
But notice those that are going to suffer in hell. They will suffer in hell, but imagine the presence of God is not going to stop the suffering.
Mm.
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 There will still be pain
yes.
in hell.
Yes. Mm.
And yet his presence is there.
Mm.
So it's not a kind of presence that will alleviate suffering.
Mm.
It's not a level of presence that delivers from captivity.
All right.
So the moment people say God cannot be in hell, you've discovered a place where God is not. So we cannot
call him omnipresent.
Omnipresent. Mm. He has to be everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told you, he's in every non-believer.
Yes.
Yes.
People that are not born again, God is in them. But they're not born again.
Father, that was a bomb.
That was a bomb.
And then you said, but why is it that even that same non-believer, we are not finding salvation present there?
Mm-hmm.
And yet God is in every place.
Mm-hmm.
From just there. Wow.
So what sometimes, maybe if you would want to look at it from this perspective also, you can increase your areas so that you are not limited to only area B. What is in area B, if it can be found in area C and in area A, you become also active in those areas.
Mm.
For instance, you gave an example of thinking about your family.
Yes, Father.
And then I said, yes, it is possible. It is actually a distribution of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's an extension of your being.
Yes.
And from here to the place that you're thinking, in between, you're occupying
space. I'm
also
present.
Yes. Yes. So, but then I said to you, that is achievable. Being present there is achievable. Mm-hmm. But what is difficult is for you to be felt there.
Yes.
What is difficult is for you to be able to touch things.
The omnipotence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then I said, the reason why it is difficult for the people there to feel that you have come whilst you are away, it is because of your level of discharge of the omnipotence.
Yes.
The power.
Yes.
So you might have worked on your omnipresence nature.
Mm.
Very, very well, that you are now able to dream and you can visit places during the night whilst you are in one place. But chances of you being felt there are predicated upon your omnipotence.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How much of power are you able to discharge when you get there, having been transported by your omnipresence?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to support that, Father, and to say that there's some sort of transformation, if I may call it that, where I'm here, I'm in my physical form, present here, aware that I'm here, and yet my physical form can be present in this place. And then I choose to cast myself forward into the future to another place.
Yeah.
And I'm present there, but not in my physical form.
Yeah.
But even in the form that I'm manifesting there, I can, what I need to be effective there, would it be just awareness coupled with omnipotence, or it's just the omnipotence? Because I'm looking at I'm looking at how effective your presence is.
You have to correct that immediately because both of those attributes are needed there. Because you cannot desire to be in a place where you are not. And then when you've achieved that, you realize that you are there, but you don't have sufficient power to make changes. So what was the reason for the visit?
Mm-hmm.
So you should not just enjoy practicing the omnipresence,
yes,
which is being there.
Yes.
And then you lack power. Because then the reason is, the question is, what was your interest in even wanting to be there in the future before time?
Mm.
If you are there and you are weak, you are there and you are lacking in your omniscience.
Mm. Mm. Okay.
You are there, you are lacking in your omnipotence.
Mm.
So it goes back to it was better for you to have remained then localizing
Father,
one
don't
place.
Say that. Right? Us as great ones in the spirit, Father.
No,
when
no.
I can see a minute into the future, I celebrate that before I can
It's okay. You would have achieved in one aspect.
Yes, yeah. Father.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's a glimpse into the future.
Yes.
You've seen what is going to happen next week.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
What has taken you there? Which attribute is that?
Omnipresence.
Mm-hmm. But your effectiveness there is not based on your omnipresence attribute. It is based on your omnipotence.
Okay.
Do you have power?
Mm. Yes.
Which is the justification why you needed to be there ahead of time.
Mm.
Why rush?
Can't do anything when you get there.
So you mustn't celebrate. Of course, when you are starting,
yes, Father.
It's okay because now you know you have established an attribute.
Yeah.
Now you have an ability to see things before they happen.
Yes.
You can rejoice over that. It's okay.
Yes.
But we must get back into the camp and reconsider.
Mm.
Now that you have been there, what did you see by your omniscience? What did you understand concerning next week? We must be able to discuss that.
Mm. All right.
Mm.
And you say, I was there, but I can't remember most of the things.
Yes.
Right.
We are starting to have a problem now.
Right.
So we need to start to work on your omniscience,
mm-hmm.
your knowledge.
Wow.
A fraction of it
must
be worked on and developed so that when you next time you go back into next week, into the future.
Yes,
the future. As we understand it.
Yes, you can bring us a detailed report because it's an exploration venture where you are drilling a diamond drill hole into the future and you are bringing us samples of events that you have seen. So you can give us a narration of what we're going to eventually see 7 days from now.
Mm-hmm.
But your capacity to carry those samples back.
That's the omniscience now.
Omniscience, you must be well-versed. Mm-hmm. You must have a fraction of an understanding that belongs to God.
Wow.
So that when you get there by your omnipresence, you get to understand with your omniscience.
Wow.
Now you come back and you say, this is what I've been there.
Mm-hmm. One.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
That's omnipresence.
Yes.
And this is what I perceived whilst I was there. That's what?
Omniscience.
Omniscience.
Yes.
And then we say, when you come back, how did you manage to change the events?
Hey.
That's omnipotence.
Omnipotence.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So it's a series. These are areas that you need to work on. And all of these are gifts.
Mm.
So Father, in terms of working on them now, does that come back to the point that you made that your understanding of the gift will influence your ability to discharge and your ability to exhibit that
understanding
gift?
Of God?
Mm-hmm. Your understanding of God.
Of God.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. And those attributes, remember, like we said, these attributes are not only attributes that God has.
The attributes that he is.
That he is.
Yes.
And I also gave you an attribute, love.
Mm.
is an attribute.
Yes.
His loving nature is an attribute.
Mm-hmm.
Yet God has love, and he is also his what? Love.
Yes.
So he is actually that attribute.
Mm.
So when you begin to have these attributes, you must understand that these are not only attributes that God has.
Mm-hmm.
Lest God becomes gifted.
Mm.
These are attributes that God is.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. By receiving them,
mm.
know that you have also received him.
Thank you.
And by receiving him, mm. also know that you have received them. So that after receiving him, you don't seek
them.
After them. Mm.
Okay. All right.
So your understanding of that.
There, Father.
Yeah.
After receiving him, you don't seek after them.
No.
Because the thinkings have always been, now that you have him, you need to seek after the gift of the prophetic.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have the gift of working of miracles. Father, just that idea, it shakes us to the core that I have God.
Mm.
I don't need to seek for the prophetic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking to be able to perform miracles. I'm not looking to be able to evangelize instrumental and ministerial gifts.
Yeah,
I'm not looking for them.
You can be looking for, you said, I'm not looking to be able.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. In terms of being able, you can look forward to that.
Okay.
But
okay.
Receiving.
Okay.
All right.
Receiving it is a different story. For instance, I can give you, just trying to answer some of these questions that you're raising.
Yes, Father.
It's like, because this idea of receiving has really gotten into us.
Indeed. Yes.
But imagine, okay, just like the scripture that says, where Jesus says that you shall receive power
mm-hmm.
after right. that the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So one scholar can look at that and say, so there must be power that you receive
mm-hmm.
after
yes.
that you have received the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In another scholar like myself, I bring in a different perspective.
That's the one we want.
Okay. It's easier for someone to believe that after you have received the Holy Ghost, you shall, because if you look at the sequence there
yes.
of events,
mm-hmm.
you can see that the way that Jesus said it, you receive power after
yes.
that the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it's as if you receive the Holy Ghost, and then after receiving the Holy Ghost, you then receive the power.
Yes.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
But is the Holy Ghost a weakness?
No. It's our advantage.
Isn't the Holy Ghost that power?
Mm.
But how come you have to receive power after you have received the Holy Ghost?
Mm. Mm.
So a person like myself, when I look at that, it's up to you people, you choose whose report you want to believe. But notice, the receiving there would rather be the realization. You will realize power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Why I understand that receiving is simply a realization.
Mm-hmm.
It is because of my understanding of the Holy Ghost
mm-hmm.
that he is not weak.
Mm. All right.
He is not only powerful, he is power. So for me to think that you can receive the Holy Ghost and still be desperate for power, having received him.
Mm, mm.
Well, it will be up to the Holy Ghost, which one would he prefer, which scholar would he rather have represent him? And I'm saying, the other one is saying, after receiving the Holy Ghost, you have to then receive the power. So when the Holy Ghost hears you explain him like that, he knows that you don't consider him that powerful.
Mm.
You are still weak after having received him until power comes. And that goes to show also that there is another power superior to the Holy Ghost that you desire to have after having received him. So it's an attack on his ability to empower you.
Wow.
So my approach becomes better.
Yes.
You shall realize power. After that, the Holy Ghost, what comes after receiving the Holy Ghost is a realization that what I've received is power.
Wow.
Powerful.
So I think the Holy Ghost would prefer, would rather have me represent him in that area, because this idea of receiving, you might think it's a thing that comes after you have received the Holy Ghost. But what is the Holy Ghost? And should you be praying and asking God for another power, having received the Holy Ghost? So what is his purpose then, if he is not that power, if he is not that ability? So what makes sense now is the realization.
Thank you. Thank you.
Your understanding that the Holy Ghost that I have received is power.
Yes.
And then you begin to see manifestation of power, not because you are now receiving power. You have received power. What you're doing now is to realize. So people can make a choice now. It's up to you if you want to receive the Holy Ghost and then receive power after receiving the Holy Ghost. But that goes to show that there is another power more powerful than the power of the Holy Spirit. But combining everything, making sure that you know that the Holy Spirit is all that I'm ever going to receive after.
He's the full package.
He's a full package. So what follows after receiving him?
Is a realization.
A realization. It is simply a discovery.
Yeah.
And you discover by knowledge.
By knowledge. So you begin to now say, now I want to exercise this gift.
The increase in grace.
That I have received.
Increase in grace.
So that knowledge is so liberating.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not breathtaking. It's breath-giving. You get to know that you don't feel it.
Okay.
Before you start to see it manifest, there is no way of knowing that you have it. There's no way of knowing. Do you know, Adam had no feeling of the presence of Eve within him.
Father, that is a very potent point you're making. You won't feel it before you see it manifest.
Yeah, you won't. You won't.
But then many of us are waiting to feel.
But then again, if I am that power because I have the power and me and the power are one.
Don't feel yourself.
Can I not be convinced that I have the power without having to see the power in exhibition or in being discharged?
You have to be convinced.
Who has to be convinced between the two of me?
Which one and which one?
Me, the spirit man, and the flesh.
No, you're not the flesh. You're not the flesh.
Me, the spirit man, and the flesh that I have.
That you have.
That I have.
Yeah, that's
who
a gift.
Needs the convincing?
The flesh is part of the gifts that you have. You are one. Okay, you are the spirit.
Yes,
and you possess
the flesh.
The flesh. And the flesh that you have is not you. Okay?
Yes,
So, okay, look at this. Even if God would want to give it to you.
Yeah.
Something that you never had. He's giving it from your position of understanding. Just like with Eve.
Yes.
How was Eve given to Adam? He had to be taken from Adam to then be given back to Adam. So at the end of the day, Adam is receiving what came from him.
What he already had.
Because of your misunderstanding, because you, unless you see it coming, you won't appreciate God for it. So that's why the Bible talks about gifts comes from above.
Yes. Yes.
It's our understanding of the location of God.
All right.
So that's why it had to be written like that.
Like that.
We had to accommodate our understanding and
into that communication.
Yes.
And yet, it's already within you. So if you keep on begging God for what you already have, He might need to come and cause a deep sleep. And He takes it out. And then He brings it back to you so that you can remember exactly when you received it. I saw it coming as I was praying.
Wow.
But what you saw coming was an Eve that was taken from you. You had it when you got born again.
So understanding is everything.
It's everything.
What can you do without it? Nothing.
You simply have to find a place where you sit down and you are simply made to understand.
Hmm.
And I can convince you beyond any shadow of a doubt that every other gift that you are seeking after, you have it when you got the Holy Spirit. So every gift that you think you don't have is just that it's not effective, it's not active.
Mm.
It's your inability to discharge it.
Mm. Which is based on your understanding.
Yes. So all we do is to help you see that you were lonely, yet you were not alone. Eve was within you.
That's powerful,
it's
Father.
It's a perfect analogy.
Father, this teaching came with layers, and I feel like this area that we've dwelt on, what was the first layer. Then there's the second layer now, which made me jump. Genesis 39:22, concerning Joseph being the doer.
Mm.
So Joseph, in essence, if I'm to describe it like this, he managed to accomplish the three phases that we spoke about. First, omnipresence, then omniscience,
mm-hmm.
and then omnipotence.
Mm-hmm.
Then he took it a level further where it was no longer personalized. He was now able to distribute that ability and cause others that were present in mm-hmm. his environment
mm-hmm.
to experience his experience
mm-hmm.
by reason of his presence.
Definitely.
What does it take? Because that is that becomes such a strange phenomenon
mm.
where it, allow me to say it like this, where we can think we are gifted in the sense of I am the one doing this. And yet you realize that if say it's rebellion, if by rebellion, if it's a son and father relationship,
mm.
and there's rebellion on the part of the son, and he distances himself from the active presence of his father.
Mm-hmm.
Because he now believes that I'm now fully equipped to be my own individual away from my father.
Mm-hmm.
And then he discovers dryness that he cannot even explain. I was healing the sick. I was doing this. And I thought I had finally managed to gather from my father and
whose atmosphere was
whose that? Father, that transcendence of operation. What is that? What really is that?
Indeed, like you say, you're saying, the way that you've articulated it, you really spelled it so well.
Mm.
Exactly. Those are the layers that you must be aware of when it comes to the execution of these gifts that we carry. In the case of Joseph, like you've said, everything that was done in that prison was his doing. A guy with a mere understanding of scripture will say that, no, that's in reference to the chores, activities that they were doing, washing of clothes, cleaning of the passages, and so on.
Yeah.
He was in charge of that.
Yes.
Some of us, we go beyond that because the Bible is declaring everything that they did,
mm-hmm.
if they are to dream to us, it falls under everything.
Yes. Yes.
Because we've never seen them dream before.
Yes.
And they never dreamt after.
Mm.
We never got to hear of significant dreams.
Mm.
And the reason why these guys were worried, it was a strange phenomenon to them.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
they were inexperienced in terms of dreams.
Yes.
So this goes to show that it's a transference, it's a distribution of one man's ability
mm-hmm.
to empower people with less ability to dream, and now they are dreaming. And then I went on to give you a striking illustration
yes.
of the ability that you can carry into a room,
yes,
into a classroom, into a workplace.
Yes.
And you emit an idea, yes, and somebody gets it.
That is phenomenal.
And you don't even remember.
That is phenomenal.
And he comes out first before you. He resigns. He leaves that job. He goes and he starts a business. What he starts to pursue is an idea that he thought he got straight from God. But it was because of your environment. It was because of your atmosphere.
Yes. That's so
powerful. You see now?
Yes, but
so, for you to think, to take ownership of that idea, to say it came out of me, you can't remember it because it was not in your conscious
mind.
It was taken from your subconscious. The guy got it from your state, which you're not even conscious of.
Yes. Yes, sir.
So you cannot ever remember advising him to embark on such a project. Because you never verbally told him.
Yes.
But subconsciously, you emitted an idea. You caused people to think because of your presence. And they will never give you also credit. Because when the idea came, there was no physical rod that they could say, I saw it coming from him. But your presence. So just to add to what you have said concerning things that you can find yourself doing.
Yes.
And then you think, this is entirely me. I'm now a dreamer. And you're not aware of the presence of Joseph. And then you move away.
Yes.
You distance yourself either from the palace or even from the prison. Then suddenly, dreams disappear.
Wow.
How do you explain that? I can also support that with another scripture.
Yes, sir.
Remember a guy called Ahithophel?
Yes, sir.
He was known for his wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Remember?
Yes, sir.
Ahithophel was known for his wisdom. And the Bible even declares that there was no difference. A man who comes from God or from a prophet having received counsel and a man who is coming from Ahithophel, it was as good as having heard from God.
Wow.
His level of wisdom was amazing. His level of understanding, his level of intelligence was so high. So he was David's advisor.
And the counsel of Ahithophel, which he counseled in those days, was as if a man had inquired at the oracle of God.
Yeah.
Yet he wasn't a prophet.
Yes.
He had reached a certain threshold where he gives you an advice.
Yes.
And then you ignore what he tells you and then you prefer going to God. Yes. God gives you the same. Yet he wasn't a prophet. His wisdom was at that level.
Can that still not be regarded as prophetic, though? If
yes, we'll get to that.
Okay.
We'll get to that. It can be prophetic to a certain extent. But notice, imagine coming from Ahithophel.
Yes.
And then you discard his advice and then you prefer a prophet and the prophet gives you the same.
Exactly the same.
And yet Ahithophel, all he has is a gift of wisdom. But then when he rebelled against David and he went and he joined another party, another group that was against David.
Absalom.
David had to raise a prayer to God and he said,
Turn the counsel of Ahithophel
into foolishness. So what is that? So suddenly, because David knows that if such a man is to unite with my enemy, then my enemy is going to become victorious over me. Because I know his counsel. If my enemy is to be advised by Ahithophel, it means now my enemy is inquiring from the Lord. So he will be given the best strategies on how to destroy me.
Yes.
So he had to pray to God to say, turn his counsel into foolishness.
Yeah.
So imagine now, suddenly Ahithophel continues advising.
Yes.
But there's a prayer that David has now raised to turn his counsel into foolishness. So what he is now advising is foolishness. It's no longer wisdom. But Ahithophel, it also takes another level of understanding for Ahithophel to understand who really is in control of his gift.
Bullshit.
Because you have one man that you thought was less, was less in terms of understanding. Because he had made you his advice. Come and advise me. So you thought you were smarter than him. And yet his ability to manipulate your gift and turn your counsel into foolishness.
Yes.
Since you've left his camp. So that wisdom was like from God as long as he remains in the presence of David. So it was David causing him to receive wisdom at that level. Away from David, that wisdom becomes what?
Foolishness.
Wow. So just to support what you're saying. That you have to be careful. Things that you begin to see happening, changes in your life.
Yes.
Your ability to have a family and there is joy and you can think of let's extend our house, every development.
Yes, Father.
Everything, there is somebody who is behind the doing. Somebody, so it's a very strong observation.
Somebody who has become multiple things. Who has become everything.
It's so consistent, Father, because like even going back to what you told us about Lot and his ability to save a small city and how the inhabitants of that city will not credit him with their salvation. And yet had he not come, they were going to be destroyed along with Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes.
So now you're taking us to David and Ahithophel. And we're seeing that his counsel is coming from David. The butler and in Joseph's prison, their dreaming is coming from Joseph.
Yes.
A question maybe that might come from that is, you gave us that illustration of a subconscious.
But while you're on that, the ability that Lot had, it was little ability, right?
Yes.
For
a little city.
The little city.
Yes.
Yes. It goes to show, like, even if you take a bottle of water, frozen, out of the refrigerator environment, when the bottle first got into the fridge, the water was warm. So it was then overpowered. By its atmosphere, it became cold. But if you take it out and then you put it over here, it doesn't carry the ability, the capacity to freeze its atmosphere. You leave it here for 2-3 hours, you'll notice that the water again is becoming warmer and warmer and warmer. It is being influenced because now its environment is bigger than its capacity to influence the environment. Okay.
Yes, Father.
But if the bottle was strong enough, it was supposed to cool the atmosphere. But the atmosphere is bigger in terms of its capacity to influence the bottle. So you see the water taking the form of the atmosphere, the climate, the temperature of the atmosphere.
Yes.
Because it has been overpowered. That's the problem now with Lot. Remember, the Bible talks about him staying with them, seeing and hearing.
Yes.
He vexed his own. So he was contaminated by Sodom to a point where he could no longer influence Sodom.
He was influenced.
So his power diminished. So he had to go outside and find a little city because his power was little. Though it was little, it was better. It was slightly bigger than this city. You see? So you must seek to work on yourself until you get to a point where your environment cannot influence you, but you influence your environment. When you have reached that position where you have power over your environment, it means people within that environment can now begin to dream according to the grace that you have carried into that territory.
Father, I'm laughing because that's the question I was about to ask, was about the conscious effort of emitting those ideas to people or exuding those abilities for people to manifest them. Where you said that situation in a classroom, you subconsciously shared an idea with somebody and that led him to pursue a business. Mm. But is there a level that you can attain where you become the doer of it, in the sense of, yes, you were the doer here, but now you know that I want that person to dream this dream, or I want that person to pursue this idea. And there's no verbal communication, but from your subconscious, from your spirit, you emit it to them, and they then move in that direction.
But which also brings an interesting idea as you're speaking, if I can just come in there, Father. The emission of a subconscious idea to another person who's able to receive it consciously. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at the journey of that idea. It's the distance looks kind of far. Mm-hmm. From my subconscious, emitting it, and then it arrives to the person. Not sure if it arrives and also lands in the subconscious, then rises to the conscious, mm-hmm. then he actions the idea. Mm-hmm. But the distance seems so much shorter when it's with me. The idea is within me, it rises to the conscious mm-hmm. state, and then I'm able to execute that yeah. idea. It's the phenomenon is so strange that an idea is being picked that I have from a subconscious state, and what form was that idea in for it then to be able to be received by this party?
Would you want me to work on that next time?
Work on it, Father.
Okay. So next time, let's talk about the cerebral gift.
Cerebral gift.
Cerebral gift.
Cerebral gift.
Yes.
Okay.
Then we'll deal with that.
Wow.
I will show you that these ideas are in what form.
Yeah, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Okay. Cerebral we'll work gift. On it like we have never went on anything before.
Thank you, Father.
Because I see you keep going back to that. You really want to understand yes. these two states. Mm-hmm. What is this subconscious?
Yes.
True.
What is this subconscious
yes.
mind and conscious mind?
Yes.
So we'll study the activity of the brain.
The activity of the brain.
This cerebral gift
yes.
will deal, it's coming from a Latin word, cerebrum or cerebium. An activity of the brain is another word for brain.
Oh, wow.
But we'll talk about it being a gift. It's a gift that God has given you. God did not give you the gift of a mind. He gave you the brain. And the mind becomes the activity of the brain. So the mind becomes the choice of the brain. He gave you a brain to choose the mind.
Gave you a brain to choose the mind.
To choose. He gave you an instrument.
Yes.
That is required for thinking.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's up to you to choose what to think.
Okay. Thank you, Father.
You had no brain to even ask God for brain. You had no brain to choose brain. So
yes,
God
yes,
gave right. you, the gift he gave you was the brain.
Yes.
But the mind is chosen. It's up to you to choose the mind. It's up to you, not to him. It's up to you. How you make use of the brain that he gave you as a gift. It's up to you. He gives you the brain. But then how that brain is going to function, it's entirely up to you. And most people right now are in trouble because of their inability to make use of the most tangible gift that they've received. Think for a moment. Someone is hoping to receive a gift of tongues.
Yes.
Someone is hoping to receive a gift of healing and believing that when I get this, I'll be able to be effective and help other people. But think of the most immediate gift that God has given you that is suffering an abuse right now, an abuse of the brain will consequently become an abuse of any other gift that you will receive.
Yes, Father.
An inability to fully make use of a gift called brain.
I like it, Father.
Just allowing yourself to see and to think and to reason out.
Yes.
Matters. A mind is the function. Let's not deal with it now. Okay. I have promised. So that you know the subconscious and the conscious mind and how you can extract and how you emit ideas.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Because you're saying, why should somebody be close to me or even 5 meters away and then he gets an idea from my subconscious state,
yeah,
which I don't have access to, mm-hmm. which I'm not even consciously aware of.
Yes.
And then he goes on, he does something yes. that I have to pay him a visit to see and say, wow,
yet
that's my doing.
Yes.
It's unfair.
It's very unfair. It's very unfair.
I can see you're angry. you don't seem to laugh.
No.
You want to be, you really want to. So we will work on that so that people get to understand. This gift that I will explain. So next time we come, let's deal with it since you've asked for it.
Thank you, Father.
Cerebral
gift.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And then you will see most of the problems that people have are psychological problems.
Thank you.
Almost every problem that you are faced with in life is a wisdom problem. Mm. It's an understanding problem. Mm. It's a comprehension problem. Mm.
Wow. Almost every problem.
Almost.
Boils.
Almost. Do you believe, will you believe me that if I passed?
Yes, Father.
If we take away your clear glasses and we give you yellow glasses, everything will become yellow.
Indeed,
absolutely.
The atmosphere will become yellow.
It will become yellow.
Has the atmosphere become yellow?
No.
It's your perspective.
Yes.
It's your understanding.
Yes.
It's your world view. Mm-hmm.
World view.
Yes.
Yeah.
What if, not talking of glasses, let's talk of him. Let's say he doesn't have glasses.
Yes.
Why is he also not aware that even the eyes themselves are glasses? And what color are they?
Wow.
So he's painting his world.
Ay, yeah.
Unless we change the color of his eyes, even what he thinks is a problem, it's according to the eye, the glasses that he's putting on without glasses.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
This is so deep.
Thank you.
Are you following this?
Yes,
Father.
We're following. Yes, Father.
So let's not get into that now. This matter must rest for now. we're trying to have a review here, but we'll get into that point where you really have to pray for, since you have asked for it.
You have
to pray for this so that when it comes, you don't miss out.
Thank you.
You don't miss out. That gift that God gave you, and he said, think. Think. It reminds me of a story that I had from a brother of mine was telling me as we were driving, just maybe I think it was just a week after we had attended the inauguration. And it was just a story that he was telling me of things that people were saying against a certain artist, how he was seemingly humiliated and embarrassed before people.
Yeah.
So he was just talking to me concerning what happens on social media and so on. And then I began to lecture him on that and to help him really understand that there is a life beyond lies. When you are free, when that day finally comes and you are free from the influence, even of social media, then you know that your freedom has finally come. Mm. So I was telling him that, you see, it's amazing how you can be present in an atmosphere and be able to read exactly causes and effects. Mm. And I was telling him, I said, while is that gentleman was singing? Mm. The reason why they had to stop him. Mm-hmm. If it was a humiliation, He sang the first song and he was singing the second song, and they stopped him from finishing this second song. And then after, they invited him again to sing the third one. So are you not supposed to investigate the kind of humiliation? Is it really
humiliation?
How come the moment he was stopped, immediately the coordinator, he asked the president to take his podium? And I saw the speed at which the president walked.
Precious father.
And within some minutes, there was a gun salute.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Within a few seconds, I saw jets flying over the stadium. So it means these jets were already on their way. Had they not stopped the man who was performing, they would have passed the place at the wrong time. So everything is being coordinated. So there is a person on the ground letting know the person who is coordinating of what is coming. Those things are flying. You imagine the speed at which those things are coming. So it is everything is timed to a point where if there is any activity that might interfere with that timing, it has to be stopped. Nothing to do with the humiliation. But how come a brain, a gift given to somebody, cannot comprehend that? How can you be in a place, in an environment, and you cannot read events? Anyway, let's dismiss it. It's a cerebral gift.
We like that.
So deal with that. So we that like we help that. People to Thank think. So you. That when you're in an environment, you maximize. When you're in a workplace, you're not just there to collect a salary. Get understanding. Causes and effects. You have to make use of the gift of the brain. Don't wait for the gift of tongues. You're likely going to abuse that one again.
Given what you've done with this one.
True.
Exactly. Given what you've done with the brain. If we can arm our people and help them think and be reasonable, God, we have done it. Somebody's just waiting for me to begin to explain the gift of knowledge. The gift of... Already we are there. This is knowledge.
Thank you, Father.
I was saying humans are really more gifted than God. Everything that we have received it from Him. Yet everything He has, He never received it from anybody. So I think let's call it a night. Allow the people to go and rest. We didn't want to be here for this long. But thank you so much for joining. And thank you so much for making up time. I pray that God will keep on blessing you and His light will keep on shining upon you. He will be more gracious unto you and He will grant you peace. Until we meet again, I love you so much. Stay blessed and shalom.